T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
Charlie Brennan in the house, along with Scott Vaughn, Michael Calhoun, and Tom Ackerman for this edition of Total Information AM Overtime. Monday, November 27th. Welcome in, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, sir.
And so we've got Congress coming back under the veil of the sexual harassment stories that have been going around. Al Franken, in a series of interviews, including with our sister CBS station in Minneapolis, St. Paul, says he's not going anywhere. Al Franken says he's staying put. Should he stay or should he go? Scott Vaughn.
I think he should stay. I think that you should do the investigation.
I thought of all the people that have handled these allegations, he handled it one of the most admirable ways. There's not a lot of politics I agree with Al Franken on, but I thought he stepped up and apologized and asked for the ethics investigation. I think it would be premature to leave until at least that investigation has been fleshed out and you see what the facts are.
Well, here's the deal. We know about the photo. That was before he was U.S. Senator, and that's completely inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. It's embarrassing. I'm not sure it rises to the level that he should resign. He's been accused by 3 women of grabbing their behinds in photo ops at state fairs, one of them when he was a senator. Now, that's really tough to prove, and, you know, he's denying it. So if he's denying it and he's entitled to his due process, I'm not sure how he would resign. The thing that's interesting to me is Conyers. Conyers resigns his leadership position on the committee. If the allegations against him are strong enough for a resignation from a leadership position on the committee, why wouldn't they be strong enough for him to resign his job? He's accused, of course, of asking employees for sex and paying them off $27,000 to shut up and go away on the taxpayer dime. Wow. Now, I guess he'll be due his due process, too. The Congressional Ethics Committee is looking into that, so we'll see what happens. But I think his head might be on the chopping block.
That raises a much more interesting question. Conyers paid off some money in a settlement on the taxpayer dime. I don't think those lawsuits should be private. I don't think you should be able to pay someone with taxpayer dollars.
There's like a program now, isn't there, where it's paid for by the taxpayer dollars? There's a long process that the accusers have to go through. There's a waiting period, I think, and then they have to keep it quiet afterwards. And all of this is a official public program, taxpayer money.
Reminds you of the House post office stuff from back in the 90s. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing that in the rest of life, your employer, they know what's going on, and you have to know, and you have to disclose all that. If you're doing it with taxpayer dollars, it should not be private. And I think while Conyers is more procedural, you can step away from a leadership position, go through the ethics process, and be put back on. If you resign, you have to run again, and you'd be out of Congress. But I think that if he paid people with the taxpayer dollars, that's where that should be public, and then the facts will probably tell you the rest of the story.
And in his case, more than one has accused him. In fact, I think several have signed affidavits saying that he was touching them inappropriately while a congressman in the office.
Can we go back to Al Franken for a minute? So, I mean, his apology and his admitting wrongdoing are different, because he didn't admit wrongdoing. He said that he
was... No, for the photos, yes.
Right.
Yeah, but not for the Coppafields at the state fairs. He didn't admit that.
He said something along the lines of making... In fact, the direct quote was, made some women feel badly. You know, it's kind of like... It reminds me of the Stuart Smalley character that he played in Saturday Night Live, where he's now suddenly, you know, this, like, warm, cuddly character, and I made some mistakes, and I like to hug people. And, you know, I'm with Charlie on this. I think that there needs to be some due process before any sort of resignation would occur. But I'm not necessarily giving Al Franken a free pass here at all.
So do you guys think that the allegations should be made public, but taxpayer dollars should still be involved? Or do you think it should be no taxpayer dollars, handle it on your own?
It doesn't.
Should this program even exist?
It doesn't. I mean, it shouldn't exist independent from any other merit employee of the federal government. I mean, the fact is, if anybody employs anybody, the lawsuits, you can have a workplace lawsuit. In this case, if it's public money, it should be public. The program, the part of it, to me, that seems flawed, you can't employ people without giving them the right to sue. And when you give them in the workplace, people are going to be able to sue and win judgments. So if you're a public employee, it's going to be public money that settles those judgments. To me, the key is it should be, if it's public money, it should be public.
8:37. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up at 8:40. And then after that, Right to Work, certified to be on the ballot. What will voters in Missouri decide? We'll talk about that just ahead as OT continues on KMOX.
This is TIAM Overtime on KMOX.
It's 8:42 and Overtime continues. Michael, Charlie, Tom, and Scott with you in Studio B. And Scott, Right to Work, certified to be on the ballot. Is this going to be next November, do you think? Or when is this going to be on the ballot, do you think?
There's going to be a lawsuit is the only thing anybody knows for sure. The governor seems to get to choose when to put these on. It looks like he'll probably choose August, because if he chooses November, there'll be a lot of union members come out to vote that maybe they don't come out to vote if this isn't on the ballot. And they'll probably vote Democrat, since it's a Republicans that are trying to put Right to Work in. So I think you're probably looking at an August ballot measure, although there'll definitely be a lawsuit and a judge will decide for sure.
Is this such a big opinion one way or the other that no matter what election, it's either going to certainly pass or certainly fail? Or could it hinge on if it's on August versus November, it could go one way or the other?
Yeah.
I got to say, conventional wisdom would tell you it's better in November just because turnout's higher. A lot of times more people that are tending to vote Democrat, they're the ones that don't turn out. However, in this situation, it's an odd issue. All the intensity, 100% of the intensity is on repealing Right to Work. It's on the union side. So you get a smaller turnout, they might be able to focus and turn out their people in a smaller election. I think conventional wisdom says that it's got a better chance for Right to Work to be upheld in August. So I bet you that's where it goes. But I'm not sure because of the turnouts and the way people can bring voters to the polls these days.
Well, mixed reception for the governor at Guns N' Hoses, I can tell you that. If you just if you're looking at November, they let him have it. A good portion of the crowd booing the governor when he addressed in his stylish jacket and jeans.
Did he rappel from the Scott Trade Center rafters?
I said to the person next to me, I said, I'm surprised he didn't rappel from the rafters.
Should have had some parachutes or something involved.
So in front of the union police officers
that
and firefighters,
correct.
He got booed, huh?
You know exactly why he got booed, right to work.
It's hard to say you back police and firefighters when they're telling you, we need our union left alone for training and for benefits and safety. And then you say, well, I'm going to back you, except not on the one thing you're asking me to do.
Now, here's the thing. I've been thinking about this. I'm a little bit different than you, Scott. I think the unions are going to get the rank and file out to vote, whether it's August or November. The only question in my mind, will it be August or November? If it's August, it's clearly going to be repealed. There's no way Jack Sixpack or Jill Sixpack are going to show up in August to vote. It's not that big an issue to most people in the state, but to the union members, it's huge. If it goes on the November ballot, it has even more consequences because there will be more people voting. The unions will definitely get out, but more people will be out there. Will it help Claire McCaskill get to re-election? Because if all these union folks are coming out in November of 2018 to vote on this thing, she'll definitely benefit from that as opposed to Josh Hawley, the presumed Republican candidate.
If your read on this is correct, that makes a very interesting choice. I mean, obviously the governor, if you just look at his travel logs, cares desperately what people in Washington think about him. It'll be interesting if they think it'll help Josh Hawley to put it in August, but it's his signature accomplishment. If he thinks it would be better upheld in November, he has an interesting choice to make, his signature accomplishment or continuing to curry favor with people in Washington.
So the governor who appears in front of, it's rare that he'll appear in front of a pro-governor crowd. This was a mixed reception, I would say, for him in that. By the way, Lyda Crewson received much more thunder in terms of booze than him. They let her have it. And the unflappable mayor stood there and smiled and took it as she stood
She's
up there
class.
With the rest of the group.
So she got it because she was, what did she, Yeah, she was on stage when the Anthony Lamar Smith resolution was passed in front of the Board of Aldermen. So, and then the Board
of
Aldermen.
She was also on stage, though, when Proposition P passed.
Yes, but, you know, the union, and I'm not sure I agree with the union in the city in this case, the police union, Jeff Rorta, said that no money from that proposition should go to anything except police races. I disagree with him. I agree with the mayor there. I thought that was reasonable. She assigned some of the Prop P tax increase to mental health services, after-school programs, things like
that. And some of it had to go to firefighters.
By law.
By law. If the police get a raise, the firefighters do too. But they came to an agreement before the election, the city and the police board, on where the rate they would make sure they got their raises and the amounts that they wanted. So I think that was resolved.
Well, no, I think a lot of police wanted all of it. You know, they only got a $6,000 increase, which is a lot in this day and age, but it's still.
Especially when you're as far behind as the city has been.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
When you're trying to catch up, like the city has been,
well that's
a lot of space to catch up.
Are voting for the cops too. I mean, the people that were supporting some of these mental health things, they opposed the tax increase. I think the public came out to vote for the cops. I don't know how well that'll wear, but I also think that iconic photo the Post-Dispatch published of the mayor hugging the Smith family on a resolution to honor their son. I mean, that is, even if you're not overly pro police, you have to. That's a head scratcher.
8:47. All right, who's going out shopping for Cyber Monday, grabbing their phones or headed to their desks? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's 8:47 on KMOX.
This is TIAM Overtime on KMOX.
All right, 8:50, welcome back into Studio B. Michael, Charlie, Tom, and Scott with you, and today is Cyber Monday. Black Friday, I don't think there were the lines that we've seen in previous years and the foot traffic in the stores necessarily, although the economists we had in the news this morning said that Black Friday sales gave them an optimistic outlook for the rest of the holiday season, I suppose, off to a good start. But anybody planning to grab their phone, open up the Amazon app, and purchase any kind of an item today while you're at work, perhaps?
Definitely on work. Going to do it on the boss's time and his dime. Absolutely. You know, I do a little bit of shopping. There's a great candy store in my native Cleveland, Ohio called Mally's, and they put the Bordeaux chocolates on sale today, so I'll probably get some of those. I got some of their chocolate-covered pretzels on Friday. If there's a good deal, Michael, I'll definitely take advantage of it, but I don't think I'm going to spend a lot of time shopping. I mean, I looked at some of the Living Social and the Groupon deals, and you know, I was like, get a lot of batteries for $11.
Yeah.
I probably should do that, but it's not too exciting.
Yeah. First, let me sort through the 9,000 emails that I have about Cyber Monday. I mean, we were just bombarded with them over the weekend. But to reflect on what you just said about Black Friday, that's just indicative of what we've seen, the change in retail's in trouble. I mean, online shopping is where it's at. Retail is having issues getting people to come through the door. I don't know how that changes, but Black Friday may be an indication of where we're headed.
I read from Business Insider over the weekend that 45 to 50% of Black Friday sales were estimated to be on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
That's incredible.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Not only that, if you add up like the second, third, fourth, and fifth people, they come up to about 24%. So, but here's the deal. This holiday season, still about 80-85% of all shopping will be done in brick and mortar stores.
You want to see it, you want to feel it, you want to have it right when you buy it.
I agree with that. I like to see it, touch it. I like to shop in a store. And I like to do it on like a Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock when there's not that many people there. But I like to go to the actual store still. If I'm buying
a
gift.
I went to the Taubman Prestige Outlets yesterday. Hmm. I never go to the outlet stores, but I went there and boy.
Did you bring the dog?
Beautiful. You can bring the dog. We did.
Got dog bowls and everything out, yeah.
A puppy inside Brooks Brothers would have been a really bad idea. beautiful day. Sun was shining. Gorgeous Christmas tree. Great place to walk around and shop. There was like nobody there.
Well, they were all at the other outlet mall, I guess.
I guess
it's one or the other, right?
I mean, I was stunned. Nobody. I mean, that's an exaggeration. There were like 10 people.
It's kind of like the protests on Black Friday at the Galleria. I think Bruce Franks and the protesters did a great service for the Galleria because, frankly, I had forgotten there was a Galleria until I read about it in the paper on Friday. It's not entirely true. I go there for the Apple store, but, you know, by and large, I think that Americans in St. Louis and elsewhere have to think, do you like that little corner store? Do you like Left Bank Books at the corner of Euclid and McPherson? And if you do, you better go buy some books there. Because if you go on Amazon, you're going to be walking through your cute little Kirkwood and South Grand and St. Charles Main Street, and there's going to be no retailer.
Very well done, Charlie. 100% right. And Small Business Saturday is a great idea. I would get behind that as much as you possibly can. We have some excellent areas where you can shop and enjoy the local shops and people who have worked really hard to build those businesses here locally.
I love the stores.
Was anybody at the mall on Friday? I was in the newsroom following Macy's credit card processing went down nationwide. Can you imagine you're waiting in line? It's 30 minutes. It's Black Friday. You get to the front. You try four cards. None of them work. And they're just like, sorry.
Well, I was
come back later.
I was at the mall in West Butler County, also known as the Walmart. And they were processing cards as fast as you could send them to any kind.
It'll take Didn't your matter. Money.
I heard the story today. KMWX News raises the question, will there be a Target in downtown St. Louis, in the old site of Macy's and Famous Bar? If Macy's didn't make it there, how could Target make it there? In fact, we had two department stores in downtown St. Louis when I got here. Actually, more than that, actually, we had Dillard's and we had Famous and Bar for a long time, not to mention Brooks Brothers and I don't know how many retail stores at Union Station, St. Louis Center. I don't see Target coming to downtown St. Louis. First of all, you got that very high sales tax in the city, which is kind of a detriment, but also...
I shop at the Hampton Village Target that's in the city.
Need more people living.
Pay those taxes.
Residents there.
Yeah. We need more people living downtown.
That's what Jesse Kelly said. We've got to have more residents to make it happen. But people are shopping more at the Walmarts and the Targets than they are at the Macy's or Bloomingdale's these days.
Hey, here's what's on tap, sponsored by Hyatt Regency at the Arch. Speaking of money, Al Goldman will join us today, taking a look at the S&P 500, which reached a high on Friday. How high can this market go? That's around the corner on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.